first reading for this Christmas day is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light, the true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear saints, today we will be considering the familiar songs of Christmas and the joy and the comfort and the mysteries they bring about. Each hymn that we sing, I'll give a brief homily on before we sing it. We have already sung, O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, and we will build upon this theme of joy and triumph in our next hymn, Joy to the World. Our Lord Jesus is present here to remind you this Christmas day of the joy that he comes to bring. Joy is different than happiness. Happiness is a mood. It can go up, and it can go down. But joy lasts. Jesus says, no one and nothing can take away the joy that he gives you. St. Paul calls us to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, he will say, rejoice. And so what is this joy? It is the preaching of the wonderful truth, the Lord is come. You have joy because Jesus is present to give you that joy. Let earth receive its king. You have this joy because you are baptized into Christ, and that in him you are joyful and triumphant. Jesus will win, and you are in him. Life will win. Grace and mercy will win. Joy will win. You are in Christ, joyful and triumphant. The victory is not yet fully here, but there will be a time when no more sin or sorrow will grow, nor thorns infest the ground. And he comes to preach to you now the promise and the comfort of that blessing that he gives to you today that will flow forever, that no matter how out of control your life may seem, he rules the world. And he does it with his truth. And he does it with his grace. So wonder, wonder, wonder at his love for you and his love for the whole world today. Amen. Thank you. Our second reading is from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear Saints, our next hymn asks us to consider the little town of Bethlehem. And in that, our Lord asks us to consider the Christian theme of humility. Our Lord raises up the fallen. He preaches good news to the poor. He is the physician of the sick. He is the comfort of the sorrowing. He is the one who gathers those who are cast out. He is the one who raises the dead. And as we Christians gather, we have two things that we should often consider. Number one, we are quite little, and he is quite big. And this should humble us. But then number two is he humbles us to realize our insignificance and our failures and our lack of control. As we take the lowest seat possible, he then invites us up and says, "Friend, come up higher." He honors us. He raises us up. He exalts us. The little town of Bethlehem is the place where the Son of God is born, and we little Christians are born again, that we should be called children of God, friends of the King, brothers and sisters of the Christ. And he does this on the night of that Christmas, not so much with grand signs, but silently, silently, the wondrous gift is given. So receive this word and the promise that you have an honorable status in Christ. It doesn't come in a big sign, but that's how our Lord has chosen so often to come. Not in an earthquake or a loud fire, but a still, small voice that calls you His. The little town of Bethlehem is Christ's little town of Bethlehem, and we little people are Christ's little people. The Holy Child of Bethlehem descends on us to humble us and to raise us up so that we might hear that He is with us, our Lord, Emmanuel. Amen.
Thank you.
third reading is from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear saints, our next hymn is by far my favorite popular of the Christian hymns. And I believe that it is by far the most densely theological of the popular hymns. There is so much teaching and so much comfort and beauty in it. And as we sing it, we sing ourselves awake. Hark! Wake up! Listen! Pay attention! The angels are singing! Shake off your sloth and your laziness and your sleepiness. Watch and pray that you fall not into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Hark! Wake up! God gives you his angels, and they proclaim to you that there is a powerful King who is from eternity, Son of God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and yet on this morning, he's also a newborn, born of the Virgin Mary. He is Christ. And you can see God without being destroyed. For the Son of Man came not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. The Word became flesh to dwell among us. God and man dwelling together only because of the death of Jesus that reconciles us with God. God and sinners reconciled. He was born that we no more may die. He was born to raise each child of earth. He was born to give us second birth. So wake up and listen and pay attention. For glory belongs to this newborn King. That's what the angels sing. And we get to sing that along with them. Amen. Thank you. Our final reading is from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as had been told them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear saints, our final two hymns I put together so that we might see the contrast and contradictions of Christmas. For on the one hand, we have a big Lord called a little Lord, Jesus. We have the glory of the angels singing to one lying in a manger. No crib for a bed. No room for him in the inn. We have the echo joyous strains of all creation. Angels and plains and mountains singing, "Glory in excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest, to a Lord who has made himself low, so that he might dwell with us, his creation, cows included, but especially that he might dwell with us and be near us and bless all the dear children in his tender care to fit us for heaven, to live with him there." Whether the Lord Jesus no crying he makes that night, I don't know. It's poetic and it's beautiful. But what we do know is that grown up Jesus does cry at the death of his friend Lazarus. But he goes to awaken him. Mrs. Catherine Beam died yesterday. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I received a text from Lisa Stanbeck this morning wishing me a Merry Christmas and asking us to pray for her, for this is her first Christmas without both of her parents. Today, our Lord Jesus reminds you that Christmas is not far removed from Easter and Good Friday. Jesus comes, Jesus dies, Jesus lives. The Lord Jesus, who has called our death but a sleep, has received all of God's wrath now. When we die, we but sleep in him. Promise to awaken when he calls us, and he promises that he is at peace with us. He is here. He stays with us, and he stays with the cradles of our children and our grandchildren. He stays with us and protects us while we are sleeping on our beds, and he stays near us and protects us when we are on our deathbeds. For though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. The little Lord Jesus is with us. Why shepherds have a jubilee that heavenly inspire? Because those shepherds have a good shepherd, and so do we. And the one who was born in Bethlehem, which means house of bread, and laid in a manger where the animals eat, now feeds us with words of eternal life and the true bread from heaven. He who eats of this shall never die. So be near us, Lord Jesus, we ask you to stay. Close by us forever and love us, we pray. And we pray those things in the promise that he will do just that. Amen.